From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The Russian president is accused in a spy-related poisoning in the UK. President Vladimir Putin probably approved the plan by Russia's FSB security service to kill former agent Alexander Litvinenko, who died 3 weeks after drinking tea laced with poison at a London hotel. That is the conclusion of a British judge, Robert Owen, in a report that he is certain that Litvinenko was given tea with a fatal dose of polonium-210, a radioactive isotope that is deadly if ingested even in tiny quantities, in November of 2006. The judge said there is a strong probability that the FSB, the successor to the Soviet spy agency KGB, directed the killing.
The FSB operation to kill Mr. Litvinenko was probably approved by Mr. Petrushev, then head of the FSB, and also by President Putin.
Before he died, Litvinenko accused Putin of ordering his killing, but this appears to be the first time anyone has officially linked Putin to it. Moscow has always strongly denied involvement in Litvinenko's death, and the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said Thursday that the government does not consider Owen's conclusions to be either objective or impartial. And the British government now has announced asset freezes on two Russian suspects in the killing of Litvinenko. Pakistan observed a day of mourning Thursday following a gun and bomb attack on a university that killed 21 people and wounded dozens more. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A deadly Taliban suicide bombing against Afghanistan's leading private media group, Tolo News, has created severe domestic and international outrage and is being widely condemned as an assault on freedom of speech. The bombing happened in a western part of Kabul Wednesday evening when a suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden car into a minibus transporting employees of the TV station from work to their homes. The blast killed at least 7 people and wounded 24 others. The victims included women and children. Speaking to reporters in Kabul Thursday, the Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui said the attack is under investigation and promised to enhance security of media professionals in consultation with their organizations. The Taliban did claim responsibility for the violence, saying it was meant to punish Tolo TV for broadcasting what it called anti-Afghan and anti-Taliban programs. Security analysts say corporations are reassessing their security profiles following the attacks in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta amid fears of an escalation of violence by Islamic militants on soft targets in Southeast Asia. Ron Corbin reports for VOA from Bangkok.
Neil Fergus, chief executive of Sydney-based consultancy Intelligent Risks, says the business community has underestimated the potential impact in Southeast Asia from militant groups such as Islamic State and its forerunner Al-Qaeda.
The reason is, I think, that international security has underestimated the likely impact of Islamic State and Al-Qaeda in this part of the world, which is extraordinary.
Analysts say there are grave concerns of a repeat of the deadly 2002 bombing on the Indonesian resort island of Bali, carried out by the locally based Jemaah Islamiyah that claimed more than 200 lives. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Authorities in Thailand have arrested members of a student group opposed to military rule, including one snatched off of the street at night and bundled into a vehicle in the latest jousting between the government and its most active opponents. 4 members of the New Democracy Movement were taken to military court on Thursday to be charged with violating an order banning groups of 5 or more people from gathering publicly for political purposes. China is drafting a new law that, when passed, will impose tough restrictions on foreign non-government organizations, or NGOs. Analysts say the government sees some foreign NGOs as security risks and is creating a set of laws and procedures that give it more power to investigate them. At least one major foreign NGO, ActionAid, has wound down its operations, leaving behind only a token presence in China. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.